Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Lots of jokes came in over the weekend. Do send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Thank you, Anthony DeLeonardis of Chicago, and Jim in Niles, Michigan, and Brian and Bob and Nan, and Hallie and Diane from Orland Park. And Dennis Henley from Chicago sent us some jokes, and Earl in Schaumburg did, and Mary in Bluegrass, Iowa. That's the kind of name you would expect for a town in Iowa, Bluegrass. Thank you for that. Greetings, King John, from scenic Delavan, Wisconsin. This one says, my wife and I are certified speed joke addicts. We plan our day around them. Keep up the speed jokes, or else provide us with the number of a reliable humor therapist. I grilled a chicken for 2 hours. It still wouldn't tell me why it crossed the road. Hey, Dave, I started a boat building business in my attic.
How's it going?
Sales are through the roof. My wife left me because she said I was too mysterious. Or did she? If you're not supposed to eat at night, why is there a light bulb in the refrigerator? Yeah, maybe I'm not such a good cook after all, guys. My family says their prayers after we eat. My dad always said, we got more of these. Thank you for sending these in. My dad always said, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree. Great guy. Lousy debater.
Are we back there?
Hey, is that you, Vicky Kukuzian?
I'm here.
I just heard your voice in the background. How have you been?
I'm great.
Feel free to laugh at any time. We're doing some jokes here. How about this one? I asked, how much is the rent for this gorgeous apartment? I love what you've done with it. The guy says, sir, this is a liquor store.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will play the part of an astronaut in space. John Williams will portray another astronaut.
Can't find any milk for my coffee.
In space, no one can. Here, you scream.
Oh, I got that right now. Took a second. I'm getting quicker with them, though.
That's all we ask, Vicky. Just as long as we make progress.
We make progress.
Guy calls 911 and says someone got hit by a truck. Send an ambulance. And the operator says, okay, what's your location? The guy says, I'm on Eucalyptus Street. 911 person says, can you spell that? And there's a long pause. Operator says, are you still there? The guy says, hold on, I'm going to drag him over to Pine Street.
That is funny.
I'm following the old adage, do what you love and the money will follow. So I just ate a whole pizza, drank a bottle of wine, and took some selfies with my dog. Now, I wait. Money will be rolling in at any moment, I'm just sure. And hey, John, here's a kid-friendly joke to balance all the sexual jokes you told last week.
What?
Dude didn't tell any jokes.
I don't know. I remember something with a hot dog and a wiener. Was that what he's talking about, maybe?
There was also
the
filming.
Last week was a little bluer than most. Yeah. I will say that. But I still think it's a light blue. I think it's a PG kind of thing.
It was very funny.
I thought it worked. If you're not sure, just go to WGNradio.com/speedjokes, and you'll find them all there. Friday's Best Of will include them. But don't go there. Don't listen to Friday's jokes because they're nasty, and you should not listen to them Friday at WGNradio.com/speedjokes. We posted them on Friday. Under no circumstances should you listen to those. Might be a little too obvious there. John, here is a kid-friendly joke. Your family will thank you. How do you make a handkerchief dance? How do you make a handkerchief dance? You put a little boogie in it. Everybody! I hope this music does not offend anyone. Hey, here we go.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way, and he had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft, but then his number came up and he was gone off the draft. He's in the army, on reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.